If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You guys, it's Allie with the Hollywood Life podcast, and we are so excited to be welcoming back some of our favorite guests that have been on before. You might recognize them, and they have a new season of their show coming out on USA Network June 6th. So please welcome Miz and Maurice. We are so excited to have you guys back.
Thank you very much for having us. Appreciate it.
Of course. This season seems like it's jam-packed full of so many new adventures for you guys, and a little return to the ring for Mrs. So just to start it off, Mike, can you tell us a little bit about your unexpected journey into the world of Dancing with the Stars?
So the cool part about our show is that we can give you a little insight that you don't really see on Dancing with the Stars. So all the Dancing with the Stars fans, you know, you get to see the glitz, the glam, the finished product of the dance. You don't get to see the behind the scenes of what it really takes to do well and succeed in that competition. And so, and honestly, it wasn't a right off the bat, like, let's go, let's do it. Like, normally, whenever I have an opportunity, I'm always a person that I'm like, I'm going to take that opportunity. But with this opportunity, it was different because, you know, it took me years to become a WWE superstar and be on TV. I'm only going to have days to dance, to be judged by professional ballroom judges and figure this all out. And I've never done it before. So that was like a whole process in its own. But I had the support system of my wife, who literally was like, oh, you're doing it. You're doing Death Stars because...
Oh, you have to. And we have two girls. We have two little girls. You cannot say no to Dancing with the Stars when you have two little girls. This is a big no-no. Because my girls love music. They love dancing. So especially seeing their dad that, you know, obviously you're an athlete. You're not a dancer, you fit more in the WWE, I would say, than Dancing with the Stars. So just to see this big guy that wrestled giants just kill it on the dance floor, it's a good thing.
And while you're going through it, by the way, I'm a competitive person. When I'm a competitive person, it's hard to have fun because I just want to win. You know, even if I tell myself, just have fun, just go out there, enjoy yourself, there's still that competitive juice in my head that goes, no, I want to win. All right, you got to get all this right. It's perfect. And then when I'm done with the dance, instead of really enjoying that dance, you know, I'm going and dissecting. I'm looking at the finished product. You know, I'm looking at it going, I could have done this step better. I could have done this better. But now as I'm out of Dancing with the Stars and my daughters will sometimes pull up a dance on my phone and I watch it back, I go, wow, like I'm really proud of the work that I put out there and I'm happy about it. So that's all you can really ask for.
Yeah. And you have like an archive of this incredible feat. Honestly, it's, you know, we've interviewed so many Dancing with the Stars contestants and they say it's one of the hardest things they've ever done in their entire lives. And that's coming from, you know, NBA stars and Olympians. Like they are a different kind of athlete. And you know that as being an athlete yourself.
Absolutely. And not only that, like doing it and being in it, it's difficult. But your feet hurt nonstop all day. I mean, how many times I bought a massage machine for my feet because Maurice was like, all right, I can't do this every night. Yeah. And I'm like, Maurice, I can barely walk. My feet hurt.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And so that'll be so fun for everybody to be able to see playback however many months later and just see the hard work that you've put in behind the scenes too, because it is grueling. Yeah. And then Maurice, when it comes to your storyline in the first few episodes, we know you make a return to WWE. And now we had asked you in the past if you thought that you would ever go back. And, you know, you played coy, said you never say never. What ultimately helped you make that decision to re-enter?
I just get excited. It's just that thing inside of your heart. You get all these butterflies, like it's brand new again. It's crazy what it does to you. You know, when you have a passion for something, you can't try to suppress it because you're telling yourself, oh, you know, I have a family, I have kids, I have priorities, and it's still there. And you still have these priorities. You still, you know, but obviously I'm not going to be traveling as much as I used to. And I'm not going to be wrestling as much as I used to, but it's still very demanding. You got to prepare for it. It's out there. It's a sport. It's extreme. It's dangerous. Yeah. And you know, that's why we say, don't try this at home, because yeah, one time might be one too many, but
it's looking good.
What's interesting to me is I keep saying never. This was my last run.
Okay.
And then there's another one, and there's another one. So it's became my thing, and people know it now. She'll be back. We don't know when, but she'll be back. And sometimes there's new people coming in WWE and they'll be, oh, Maurice is coming back. Oh, yeah, that's it. Yep, Maurice is back. And it's just, it makes me laugh because they understand the storyline, and you know, it's something that could happen. But
right.
I think I'm done now.
All for right. Now. We'll see. We'll talk next season again and see. How did your body feel upon returning? I mean, what was that like for you after having two kids and getting back in the ring?
It's honestly, I would be lying to say it's easy to just get back, especially having two pregnancies. My first one, she was 7 months old. I got pregnant again. So they were back to back. They're a year and a half apart. It's not easy. Like pregnancy and babies, not easy. And then you try to add this whole sports on top of it. It's a challenge. So that's why when I said I was going to do it, I know I have to take on that challenge and I have to prepare for it. So there's no, yeah, okay. It's literally, I'm putting my body on the line. I have to commit to what I'm doing. So I get excited. I guess like the challenge just excites me on its own, but it's a lot of hours working out. It's a lot of hours just preparing in the ring. It's being in the ring shape and being in shape is two different things.
Yeah.
You can be in the gym all day, every day, but you're not in a ring shape until you get in the ring and you go, oh, I thought I was in shape. I guess not. it's rough.
Yeah. And Mike, how did you support Maurice and also react to her wanting to return?
I mean, you'll see in the season. Yeah. I mean, we have a whole training regiment that we go through, you know, to get her ready. Basically wrestling in the ring with her. She wanted to do some moves that honestly made me really nervous because they are moves that, you know, you can get injured on. Like, you know, they were pretty intense and it worries me because, you know, I know whenever she goes into something, she goes 110%.
But these moves I knew I could do because I'm 5'8" and there's this move that I wanted to do from the top rope. I have to have someone over 6 feet tall because if I don't, and they don't let me go correctly, I can break my neck. So I've never really done it with some of the girls. I knew I could do it, done it 15 years ago, never did it again because I was always the tallest one. Mm. And I just happened to be wrestling with Edge. So Edge is 6'5".
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's it.
I'm getting him.
I'm getting him. So I knew I could do it, but he got really, really nervous. And I remember when I was climbing up the corner through the ropes and I saw his face in the corner, he was staring at me. And I said, I can't stare at you. I can't look at you because I got to do this.
Yeah.
And did it. It worked.
You did amazing.
And do your girls know the work that you guys do? Are they starting to understand a little bit about mom and dad being in the WWE?
Not really. They like the lights, the bright, like
pyros, outfits, the colors,
you know, the music, you know, the crowd reactions, they, I don't think they really understand, but you know, they watch here and there to see what mom and dad are doing. But they're really young.
My crystals on my outfit, before the Rumble. So I gave her my red outfit and I said, this is what mommy's going to wear in the ring. And it needs to be flashy and colorful. And when the light, it hits the, my outfit, it needs to be bright. And I said, put as many crystals on it as you can. She was putting them one by one. Oh. So I have photos of that, and that's, it's worth it just for this.
That's so sweet. Yeah, to have them involved for sure. Yeah. And then something else on a personal note that we see is that your mom, you gave her the boot, Maurice. You have her out of the house.
Yes, I do. But I also gave her a full condo, fully furnished. So
she's fine.
Yeah, you think she'd be happy about it.
I think it was more the other way around. I got the boot. Yes, my mom was upset because she thought we wanted to kick her out. My mom will see the negatives first.
Of course.
And I'm like, Mom, we're not kicking you out. We just want you to be able to have your own life. If you want to start dating again, you have your own place.
Spread your wings. You know, but she didn't look at it that way. No. You don't want me here? It's like, no, we don't, but... like, we do want you here, but we don't want you in here. Like, we want you out there so you can walk in to be here.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want you living in here. It's a whole different world.
Right. Distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining me today. I can't wait for everybody to tune in to season 3 of Ms. and Mrs. on USA Network. And then the following day, it'll be on Peacock, available to stream. Season 3 premieres June 6th. Thank you, guys.
Yes, right after Monday Night Raw. Don't miss it. It's going to be funny. It's family-oriented. It's amazing. It's awesome.
Amazing. 11 p.m. And then right after 11:30, you have a 2-episode premiere. So
yeah, we're not just giving you one. We're giving you 2 episodes. Mm-hmm. You know, we give you more bang for your buck here at Ms. and Mrs.
Always, always, always. Well, thank you guys so much. We can't wait to watch.
Thank you.
Bye.
Awesome. Bye.